Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
Get the best of the Rush Hour on the podcast thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Ranelagh.
Great to have your company, family. All I will say off the top is the year of the fairy tale is complete.
Claimed off waivers by the Indians from the Red Sox roster. Little tapper to Bryant to win the World Series for the Chicago Cubs. 108 years in the making. A Game 7 that will go down in history as one of the best, one of the most compelling, one of the most unpredictable in Major League Baseball history.
A 10th inning, a rain delay, it had it all. What a game of baseball. It goes with Leicester City, the Western Bulldogs, the Cronulla Sharks, and now the Chicago Cubs. As that man said, 108 years, 1908 juice. As I welcome you, big guy. You've never had a drought like that, have you?
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. And g'day to all the Cub fans.
Oh, yeah.
Just rejoice. Froth up. Let it rip. Dude. 1908, Lou. We weren't born.
It is.
What was happening in 1908,
well, they
Lou?
They barely had cars.
They barely had telephones or lights. It was candles.
I'm loving
well
it.
Done.
Tell you what, we've got the footy drinks tonight to celebrate Triple M's great year.
Yes.
I'm going to celebrate like a Cubs fan
tonight.
Are
you really?
Are you?
No. Oh, what a great game it was.
Amazing.
So well done. Congratulations. What a year for sport.
How about Chicago now? For the next couple of days.
Bill Murray.
We should. We should ring Chicago. Try and get hold of a bar.
Try and find someone.
Just to talk it up.
Oh,
so we can reduce them to tears on the show.
Well played.
What a great big show we have too. And a man who's done amazing things in TV, especially sports television, Ken Sutcliffe, announced his retirement after 50 years in the job. Going to join us just out of 5 o'clock. Ken, you're going to tell us, hopefully, a couple of Graham Kennedy stories
and
Kerry Packer.
Yep, yes,
good old Two Dogs is going to join us, which I cannot
wait. Beautiful,
Lou. Stiff or Soft is in the 4 o'clock hour. She's up early.
There's a couple.
This thing's going to the top with a rocket. Started off as a little make feel good segment late in the day.
Not anymore.
If you're wondering where Sean Craig Murphy is, well, he's not here. He's taking a couple of annual leave days.
He may end up in Stiff or Soft.
Last spotted with his head up his proverbial in Richmond having a coffee this morning. That's legit.
Be careful. He's one of ours.
Yeah, is he?
Wiggsy's taken over.
Is he? Yeah, Wiggsy's back in control.
So, with his fat fingers.
If it gets a bit bumpy today, family, you'll know why. Or more bumpy
than usual. And we've got young Mel out there doing the phones.
Yeah,
it's her debut on the number one sports show.
There's all around. And you know what? And they're all pulling double shifts. Typical tight ass management round
Jimmy
here.
Jimmy won't pay.
I'll tell you what.
Our boss doesn't pay.
He'll be doing breakfast tomorrow. I'll be doing breakfast. We're all doing it. What a show we got for you. Do not go anywhere. And of course, the cricket. The cricket in Perth. Aussies. Have made an amazing start. Five for already at the Wacker. Hey, let's get a quiz question and kick things off.
Okay. Peter Siddle plays Shield cricket. Peter Siddle plays Shield cricket for which state family?
Is that a tongue twister?
Well, I can't get my bottom lips all seized up.
How is all that going?
Nah, it's a lot of work.
You need some rehab
I've
on
got
that.
To stretch it and pull it and rip it and massage it. I'm seriously.
2 hours a day get to work out.
You know, even now I'm stretching as I talk. I'm starting to talk like
what
Mr.
What are your exercises?
A lot of exercises. Yeah,
what are they?
Well, I've got to put a cricket ball in my mouth to stretch and pull my bottom lip. Because obviously I had that cancer, so
you've
got to
do a
out.
Warning and just.
I've got to warm up.
You've got to froggy it. Bullfrog. Righto, Jazz. Now it's time to check in with someone I've followed and loved throughout growing up. Yeah. He's the one and only Ken Sutcliffe, and Kenny joins us right now. Announced his retirement after 50 years in the business. He joins us now. Kenny, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much. Yes, it sounds a long time, doesn't it, 50 years? But it's just flown, particularly the last 10.
Yeah. You haven't aged today, Kenny. You've held it awfully, awfully well. The male model from Mudgee. I tell you, it's still got the looks.
A bit of bunning spack filler does a world. A bit of Botox here and there.
Can you believe I've seen you've been, you know, the well wishes have come from far and wide, but can you believe you've been doing that for 50 years? That's more than a lifetime. With the greatest of respect.
It is. And it's a vigorous industry, and you've got to be on top of your game to last that long, I guess. But I started off very, very modestly in a small country radio station, which is my hometown of Mudgee, and you know, and you got no idea what's going to happen to you. All you want to do is do your best and see where that takes you. So it's taken me to places and taken me into a job that I truly loved and have been fortunate to have.
Kenny, I grew up watching you with Graham, the great Graham Kennedy. How much influence did he have on your career in TV?
It's amazing. I was going along, relatively well. I was a sportsman. Sometime I was a again doing a bit of presenting because Mike Gibson was the number one T in those days.
Yep.
And Graham, while I was in Calgary, the Winter Olympics, Graham saw something on television, which was me, that he reckoned he could, you know, have a lot of fun with, and you know, he reckoned this would be make good television. So I said, right, I'm going to leave sport for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do Graham Kennedy. That year with Graham Kennedy was a red letter year that turned my career on its head. It was going okay, not problems at all. Mm. But sitting beside somebody with so much talent and with so much star power, really, I was sitting in the wash and the wake of what he was doing, and I became a name around the country because of Graham Kennedy.
Well, you got the nickname Two Dogs, which I
love. Allowed to say that,
which I love dearly.
I
and
love
and
it.
Of course, Graham never wore the pants, which I loved even more.
One day there, he came and he sat down, and I turned around to see him arrive. He had the suit and the tie and a good shirt on. Mm. Then I looked down further, and he was in a pair of jockeys. And I looked down at him, and I go, I can't look at him, otherwise they'll think I'm changing sides. Anyway, wouldn't you know it, he puts his hand on my knee.
Oh.
This is live television. Yeah. And I said, please, take the hand off my knee.
Oh.
Ken, you're so butch.
But Kenny, my fondest memory of that show, I always used to watch it, was you just pissing yourself laughing all the time trying to get something out.
Yeah, well, you know, everyone knows the Two Dogs joke.
Yeah.
You know, everybody. And it's no good without the last punchline.
Yeah.
And when he started doing that joke, everyone in the studio and the camera crew were on the floor in tears of laughter because it was like they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
And Graham was working to the auto cue as well as ad-libbing here and there. And I'm watching, I think my career is going down the toilet right now. It really is going down the toilet. Anyway, he gets to the punchline.
Yeah.
He looks away from the camera and he says, "Why do you ask, Two Dogs, rooting?" And I went, not so bad, but it's almost as bad. It's almost as bad. And then you may have to beat that out, I'm not sure.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You've been in the business for 50 years. And Wide World of Sport, we all grew up with, and a sporting education at its best. Who are some of the great sporting persons that you've seen and interviewed, Ken?
Obviously, there's been a lot. I mean, I've enjoyed rubbing shoulders with people like John Newcomb, Ken Rose, or Rod Laver. They're from another era, I know, but they're the giants in the game. And then, you know, later on in cricket, the Clive Lloyds and from the great West Indian teams, and Viv Richards, and they all got a little bit of magic to some of the cream of the crop when it came to Winter Olympics and Summer Olympics. You get to meet them, and some are good, some are bad, but you know, by and large, they are so focused, these people, they're at the top of their game, that not many of them let their guard down. So you don't always get what you think you're going to get. You're likely to get them when they're on the slide, maybe.
Mm.
But by and large, they are very, very diligent in what they think about their career or how they portray their career. Except you've got somebody like Nick Kyrgios, who just doesn't like doing what he's doing.
He's good at it, but he don't like it.
He's good. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, give back that $200,000 for being beaten in the first round.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
And I find that sad. That's really sad because the kid is obviously a real talent. And sooner or later, hopefully, he will realise, you know, what's expected of him and what he's got. He shouldn't fall out of love with something you're good at.
No. Hey, who was hard work, though, Kenny? I have no doubt, like you said, you don't always get what you want, and they can be a little bit prissy and preeny at times. Who probably gave you the most trouble when you had to sit down with them?
I tell you who was funny, who was hard to get a straight interview out of, was Maxie Walker.
Oh, the great Maxie, Vale Maxie, yes.
My great Maxie, my mate.
Yeah.
Because Max, when you know, he was at the top of the tree with "Come on, Aussie, come on," and you know, "Have a good day, Mr. Walker," all that sort of stuff. But when you started talking with Max, he goes, yes, Kenny, yes, Kenny. And then we turn around the turnbuckle, the buckle goes through the eye and nose, the needle, and then we're back in business again. He goes, what? What'd you say? I've got no idea what you're talking about. I'm baffled, you know, and I used to say it, Max. I love your books because I can read them in a commercial break. They're just fabulous.
Yeah, very good comment. Hey, everyone who worked at Nine and has been there a long time, obviously is good at what they do, and they've got a Mr. Packer story. You got something for the KP file at all, Ken?
I'll give you one from the KP file. Kerry went to the Bermuda to do a bit of gambling and also to try and get fit. And but he was very heavily in sport in horse racing at the time, and it was at Easter. It was at Easter, so he rang up the station on a Saturday afternoon to inquire about his horse, which was called Easter. Anyway, it was running that day. Anyway, the only person in the building at the time in that little cottage of ours, White Bullet Sports Cottage, was a fellow called Darryl Eastlake. Now Darryl knows nothing about horse racing at all. He picks up the phone, right? Picks up the phone and like says, it's Packer here. Ah, good morning, good morning, Mr. Packer. How are you? It's good to hear. The sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. The beach is wonderful. You idiot. How did Easter go? knowing that Easter, he looked it up and finished fifth. It ran fifth, Mr. Packer. And whom am I talking to?
Oh, no.
Ken Sutcliffe.
Brilliant. He nailed you. He dobbed you in.
Brilliant. I never heard from him, but it could have been in a bit of trouble.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, dear. Oh, very funny.
There's a lot of good Kerry Packer.
Yeah.
And I bet
he
there
was
is.
A guide, obviously. He loved his sport.
Yeah.
Just absolutely adored it. And we had basically an open checkbook during the 80s to make that wide world of sports sing, and it did sing.
Mm. Yeah, no, it was an amazing show. Hey, Kenny, you're going to finish up at the end of the year. What's next? Golf course, boats, just relaxing, enjoying and watching a bit of sport for a change?
Yeah, I'll be doing a bit of that. I've got places I want to take my wife overseas, which is not a part of my sporting coverage. You know, I'll just go there just to enjoy myself. So that's to come along. You know, I watch a bit of sport, and I'm also on a retainer here at the Nine, so I'll be popping up from time to time, but just that regular stuff I leave behind. And I'm really, I'm gifted because I've got a beautiful marriage and a beautiful bunch of grandchildren, and I look forward to seeing them. I mean, I haven't been able to see my my children grow up as much as I should have because I was work every Saturday and Sunday. And you can't work in sport unless you work those weekends.
Exactly.
I've done that since I was 15. Yeah.
Kenny, you don't think you'll catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and just give a little throw to camera on the way past around the house every now and then? Staying in the groove?
I do a little pirouette.
Yeah.
Then I cheek it up. Yep. And then I hit that underneath and get rid of the double chin.
Yep.
And then I look, oh, gee, I could do a little bit of a paint job on the hair. But other than that, everything's good.
Well done.
Oh, mate, once again, congratulations on such a stellar career. Yeah. May you enjoy your endeavours and your travels, mate.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
One and only Kenny Sutcliffe, Channel 9, 50 years at the top.
Get the best of the Rush Hour on the podcast, thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Vanilla.
Righto, Juice. Redbacks had a fantastic win over in Perth last start. Here at home and taking on Tasmania. Joining us now is the skipper, Travis Head. Trav, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
We'll start with the other big event of the day, the World Series, done and dusted. Cubs get up. We're hearing one of our own, the one we like a lot. The Ferg jumped on a bandwagon called the Indians.
Oh, no.
Yeah, coming in his shirt today. So haven't talked about baseball all year. I know they play about 260 games. He's coming in his Indian stuff today at Game 7 and the biggest match of the year. So the boys are definitely getting into him. There was a few Cubs fans this morning at training.
It's been the year of the fairy tales, Trav, in terms of world sports. So hopefully the Redbacks can do it next year. Now the side tomorrow, any changes? Obviously Joe Minnie's playing for his country, but a lot of confidence. But will we see any changes tomorrow?
Probably not. I think Joey's on the next flight home. Unfortunately, missed out on the test gig, but no, he's on the flight back. He's back in the squad for us. So, disappointing. I think the squad were a bit flat that he didn't get an opportunity, but fantastic for him to go out hopefully in the next 4 days and press another case for Tasmania. So, he'll come back. So we'll go unchanged, basically, the squad.
I reckon, look out, Taswegians. Joe will be a little bit fired up. And I reckon Chatty Sayers might just have a little bee in the bonnet too and a point to prove to selectors, Trev. I think you're going to be in charge of a fired-up attack.
Yeah, and we were last week as well. So, yeah, Chatty did the same old thing and got their best players out in the second innings and really set the game up for us. So him along with Frankie Roll, Kane Richardson did a fantastic job last week. And if Stamps does get his opportunity tomorrow, wicket depending, then I'm sure that all of them can do a great job.
Mate, it was a great confidence booster against WA on their deck. Every department played their role, which would have been pleasing for not only you as the captain, but the coach, Jamie Siddons.
Yeah, very exciting. We made a stand this season coming into the year. There was a lot of expectation on us from last year's efforts, and there's no doubt that we want to be there at the end of the season in the Shield and hopefully holding the Shield aloft. So it was great to get off to a good start. To do what we did and make 500 runs and then take 19 wickets and only lose 9 was a fantastic start to the season. But going into tomorrow, it's completely different conditions in Adelaide. With the drop-ins and the way the wickets played last year, that they're going to offer a little bit for seam and spin. So the batters have got to do the job again in different conditions, I guess, and not just be happy with last week's efforts.
Now, Trav, as you know, the rush hour, there's a circle of trust. Once you buy in, we back you to the hilt, regardless of your performance. Now, you talk about players' batting depth. If this young man doesn't give us a call on Monday, his name's Jake Weatherald. He made a duck. The Duck Club's screaming out for him. Now, we've sent a message to Ferg. We haven't had a reply, have we, Lou? Has young Jake Weatherall given us a call?
Missed his opportunity.
And apologised for his duck?
No,
Trav.
I would have thought.
Big arrogant young man strutting around town.
Might find himself in a one-on-one with the skip.
So have a little word, Trav.
I will. I'm sitting next to you in the change room, so hopefully by Monday we'll wrap the game up and hopefully got over Tassie, and I'll make sure that... I'll get him on my
You've
phone.
You've been there, Trav.
I'll have your number, so Trav, I'll get him.
Trav, prepared to see there's an oversight right now for a young man who's trying to focus. No, I'm prepared to just give a little bit of breathing room, but I tell you what, if I don't get a retrospective call Monday, and God forbid, and you know how strong the powers to be of Duck Club are, if he jags one across the weekend, well, then it will be hell to pay. It's going to be even harder to pick that phone up.
Yeah, they all catch up to you, so I'll get him to Perth, but hopefully this week he can get the job done. Right. We won't have any for you.
And just a reminder, all the other boys, there's big things coming in 2017 with Duck Club, so just be ready. If you're going to get them now and get them out of the way.
I think that's the key.
No, mate, keep up your great form. Thanks for entertaining our silly concepts. Yeah. All the best. Again, 10:30 play kicks off tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Back down excellent. The oval.
I was asking the skipper, not
you. Oh, sorry. I've got my whites on.
Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news, Trev? You don't need a substitute fielder down there, do you?
Saturday, we might be losing. Saturday, great cricket. I think in the fourth man, there's a prospect who got the bye, but I don't know where Jars is, but we could do with the 12th.
Because the big news is, I don't know whether you get it, he's not retired. No. He's taken a gap year from cricket. So he may be available for a quick half hour in the covers.
I haven't heard many gap years in Korea, but I think that was a needed one.
I think he's been slip slow.
It's enforced by the wife, I think.
No, it wasn't.
We'll see you down there on Saturday, then, Giles.
Good luck,
boys.
Trav.
Thanks for having
Thanks,
me.
Trav. See you, mate. Good luck.
Cheers, boys.
Trav said, skipper of the Redbacks in action tomorrow, Friday morning, 10:30, first ball down at the beautiful Adelaide Oval.
104.7 Triple M is Ruin Dits for breakfast.
Get the shirt off this afternoon, Dits, you reckon? Get out there and do a bit of exercise.
I don't want to scare people.
No.
And the 6 till 6, no repeat work day. It ain't me. Well, somebody told me. Place soundtrack is 104.7 Triple M.
I was born with a stiff.
Stiff or soft?
Two good words that when put together make a fantastic little segment called Stiff or Soft. Juice, lead us off today. If you're either stiff, you're unlucky, or you're just, it's the old proverbial, you're soft as.
Stiff or soft, Aussie captain Steve Smith hugging the South African captain before today's play. Faf du Plessis.
I would have thought.
I didn't like it.
I wouldn't like that at all.
I didn't like it.
Didn't like that at all.
They both hugged each other while they were doing the warm up. No, this is war.
Awfully soft.
No. Soft.
With maybe a hint of Stiff.
You sound like James Bond. You sound like Sean Connery.
Can I throw one at you?
Of course you can.
Heartbreak City, the horse that came second in the Melbourne Cup, had its nose in front, 50 out.
Mm.
Stiff or soft?
Soft. Jockey got it wrong.
Fight it out.
And soft. Granddad, my father-in-law, granddad told me that, dipped it 2 weeks early. He said, Andrew, this is the horse that will win the Melbourne Cup, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
That's granddad talks.
What have we told you about doing accents?
Yeah, sorry. So, right. Yeah, no, soft.
Oh, but let me keep rolling
keep
on.
Going, mate.
Cam O'Shea, Port Adelaide Football Club, cut from the list. Stiff or soft?
I think he's stiff. Mm. I like the way Cam plays. No, I do. Thanks.
This is unusual, Wiggs, to have extra sound effects inside a suit.
Because Shawnee doesn't do this.
He can't do that.
No.
He can't just think of three things at once.
Talking about Sean Craig Murphy,
yeah.
Stiff or soft, being away for 2 days?
Two annual leave days. Look. The rest of us have had to guts it out all year.
Mm.
He's actually had a bigger holiday break than us.
Mm.
I mean, if there's a definition in the dictionary and you were to look it up, there'd be a picture of Sean Craig Murphy. I mean, anyone who has two first names for starters and continues that theme is as soft as melted ice cream on a hot day at Henley Beach.
Righto, soft.
Thank you.
Lou?
Let me get this one, and I'm going to go rapid fire with you from here on in. Jackson Bird for missing out a spot in the test team in Perth, stiff or soft?
Soft. Soft.
How is he soft?
Man, his form doesn't warrant it. Chad Sayers.
Last test took 5 wickets. Don't worry about Chad, he's not in the argument. All right, okay. Rupert falling off the bike and then furfying up about Foodland instead of Coles and then just, you know, the whole box and dice, a well-dressed man theory.
Soft.
He's
the big soft. The big rugged Wakeree footballer.
Yep.
Soft.
Absolutely. Tiger Woods, who pulled out of his comeback event just the other week and now says he's going to make his comeback in his own event in December. I mean, he's lacking intestinal fortitude. Stiff or soft?
No, he's soft.
God.
Give it away.
And last one.
Thanks, Lee.
Stiff or soft or real unlucky? It's a new part of the segment.
Oh.
Your passenger side mirror on your car.
Oh,
for those who haven't seen it, it's looked a lot better. What happened, big man? What happened?
I was hoping you didn't see it.
He didn't see it.
Oh, I was on
it's taped together. It's hanging on. It's on bloody life support. I'll get a photo of that bad boy. I'll get it up by the end of the show.
I ploughed into the pylon downstairs in the car park, and I didn't know where I was when I was reversing back in.
So that explains,
and wiped it out.
Explains why you haven't been reversing in. You've been driving in. I thought, geez, he's just been lazy lately, no, driving straight why. In.
Oh, and I nearly wiped out the other one yesterday. Oh, Lou. That thing moved that pylon. I'm sure it did.
I tell you what, that mirror, awfully stiff.
I've got to go to CMY Toyota to get it fixed.
Awfully stiff. Yeah, you got any more over there?
No, I'm done.
One more from me because it's coming up soon.
Yeah.
This bloke who called in sick yesterday, you know, Sean from karting.
Mm.
Have a listen. This is what we said about him.
So he didn't front.
He didn't front.
But, geez, he got on it.
And the last reports are him doing a bit of dabbing and a bit of everything else and really recruiting. Letting their hair down, looking as sharp as 10 men, suit, gear in their hair, just living large.
Correct.
Celebrating what was a great cup day, but didn't front.
No.
Came in with the crook excuse.
No.
Now, that is anti-man behaviour. Tell you what we're going to do in a special edition, a special show of Stiff or Soft. We're going to get that man in live next to answer the questions. What the hell were you thinking?
Get the best of the Rush Hour on the podcast, thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Renella.
Yeah, an extended edition of Stiff or Soft. Mm. Quickly to Twitter, Schultzy. Good old Phil says, Indians 3-1 up, lose 4-3, Stiff or Soft. Soft, go you Cubs, he says. Yep. And this one from Birdie. Got stiffed, won coin on the Melbourne Cup, then got fined double by the cops for plugging my hands free in while stationary. Hashtag stiff.
That's a big stiff.
Hey, a man who copped plenty yesterday for his lack of attendance is Sean, and he joins us now. Sean normally fills in for Sammy when Sammy's away from
production.
Our sound production point of view. Sean, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Shawnee.
Hey guys, how's it going?
You all right?
I got tricked into coming in here. Someone said, do you have 2 minutes? And I said yes. And then they walked me in here.
Okay. Yeah, well, just think of it as a life lesson, this one. We weren't overly happy with your non-attendance of yesterday. Our understanding was you were going pretty hard at the cup celebrations. Yep. You're looking very smick, hair done up, plenty of gear in there, suit on, living at large. Then all of a sudden, I think the only person who was in absence yesterday was your good self. Would you please like to explain?
So what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. We were having a lovely time. Mm-hmm. I had a few drinks. We were sitting outside and it was like 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm. It was a lovely day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like 20 degrees, you don't think about putting sunscreen on.
Okay.
So I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then at about 4 o'clock, Jim our commercial guy,
Jimmy Mortimer,
yeah. He handed me some sunscreen. He's like, you might need that. I'm like, why? It's me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, red as a lobster, sore face.
Right,
yeah.
Too embarrassed to come in. Looked like a lobster.
So what time did you finish up on the night, on the Tuesday?
Five. I had a band practice to get back for.
So you made band practice, yet couldn't make work the next day because you had a little bit of sunburn on the face.
Sunstroke.
I was on the upward slope into becoming lobster-like.
Because it was logged as anti-man behaviour, failing to front.
Everyone else was here that attended that function, bar you.
Yeah. And we know, and Wiggs knows.
It's not on, mate.
And the family knows that once you become part of the team, the circle of trust. There are certain behaviours and expectations, are there not, Juice?
Yes, there is.
And one of those would be if the last sighting of your good self is with froth in hand.
Shirt hanging out,
going pretty hard and feeling the music and the vibe of the day.
Dancing.
One would need to front next day where one was expected to be, i.e. work.
And just for an hour.
You didn't. Even if you could come in and say, look, I'm feeling very faint. I may have some heat stroke.
Yeah.
But no, not you. Curled up at home.
Swagging around.
Did you at least call or don't tell me you texted?
I'm glad I came in to suffer through this.
Did
you ring or text?
I called.
Good boy.
I'm a man.
Well done.
I made a phone call.
You let your man up.
I'm not 16.
That was going to be 0-5 then otherwise. Then that was much better. All right.
You're fair skinned young lad too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm Irish and English.
I understand. Well, so am I. I'm Scottish. I'm related to
For
William
those Morris. Who don't know, Sean first became famous on this show for this little doozy.
Oh, constant ridicule.
Skippy. We went and asked him, and his nickname now is Skippy or Sonny Hammond, because he couldn't find this in audio.
I'm 26 years old. You asked me to get a theme song from a show that's from the
50s. It's called Skippy. I typed
into YouTube Skippy the TV show, and there was a channel of like 70 episodes of Skippy. I didn't know it was the 70s remix with like.
What are we dealing with, Luke?
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, I think we've poked the bear. I'm going to go one more. I didn't realise your last name was Braithwaite, Dazzler. Yeah. All right. Had we known this.
That's the way it's gonna be.
There he goes.
Oh, I love it. It's my Uncle Daz.
It is.
Is it really?
No. Oh.
Oh, he's gone. Now, you said you went at band practice. What do you play?
Guitar.
Ooh, oh, sing. Well, there you go. Hello. See, I didn't know that about Skip.
No, it's pretty clear you don't sing.
All right, mate. All right. He didn't come in because he got sunstroke. So,
you done hurting my feelings? Or have we got...
I just want it for the doctor's certificate, which you'll have to bring in.
Wickest boss wants
it. Was it sunstroke?
Or alcohol?
Soft. soft South African batsman.
I don't.
Or you were just plain embarrassed. Yeah.
Guys, just leave me alone.
All right. We'll see you again, Skip. Right.
On your way,
don't
Skip.
Let it happen again, mate.
On your
farewell.
Way.
Have all a right. great day, guys. Thanks
see
for having
Skip.
Me
well
on.
Done.
Sean
good sport.
Braithwaite there on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. You and I need to talk about a little thing I picked up the other day doing a cosmic yoga sesh with Treads.
Correct.
And Tread Senior.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you boys are down there. You were talking something about doing you playing of the cards and you pulled
the tarot.
The rattlesnake.
I walked in and then obviously Emma at the front desk said, look, Jars, you want to have a bit of a look at these cards? I said, yeah. So she said, look, just shuffle them. Yep. And then I did and I put it on the desk.
Yep.
That's a rattlesnake. Came out as a rattlesnake, which is a healer. I heal people.
Mm. And you're almost on the cusp of a new direction in
correct.
Life.
Correct. There's going to be some change in my life, correct.
Well, I put it to you.
Yes, mate.
I put it to the family that you, my friend, you're going by a different name and a different vocation at the moment.
What do you mean, different name?
Have you been hanging out with Novak Djokovic of late? The world number one?
No, I don't.
Don't follow it, he's in a dogfight to keep hold of the world number one ranking. Andy Murray, your brethren, coming hard and fast at him.
Oh, no.
He's in such...
Oh, no.
He's having such issues, he's called upon a healer. A spiritual type. I reckon it might be you. Let me just detail that
read
to
it
your
out,
good self
Luke.
And family. The man's name is not Andrew Jarman, but he's gone by the cold name of Pepe Maz.
Yeah.
And he's a spiritual guy, all right? And he preaches love and peace. Sound familiar?
Yes, it does, Luke.
Loves a candle or fire.
Yeah, and a bath.
And loves extra long hugs. And that is his way of combating the stress on the tour.
Because you know this is a stressful environment that I'm in, Lou.
I'm just thinking of you. He's a believer in meditation.
Yep.
Chants. Yeah. The old meditation chants. Yep. You're right into.
Man, what
and
else?
As I said, the power of the lengthy hug.
Oh, geez, man.
Otherwise known in work circles as the uncomfortable hug. Fit, are you doing some?
I'm not doing. Look,
a little bit on the side with Novak.
I've got a couple of other sports people that I'm doing a bit with.
Because having seen this with Pepe.
Yeah.
I would have thought for sure. Mm. Now, this is where you need the head. If management don't come a
knocking
with a new deal.
It's going to get close.
I think you've got a skill set. Well, you can entertain this with some of the elite professionals here in Australia, if not around the world.
Tuesday, my whole life turned upside down when I saw that I was a rattlesnake.
Yeah, the car.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Mm.
My life changed there and then, down there at Cosmic Yoga.
Well, I'm glad it did because it brings me to my second point of this break. What's one of the other nicknames you go by, Uncle Gift?
Well, I...
What's the one you gave me one day when I was talking about the Big Five? And you said, no, it's the Big Six because I'm the very rare Black Rhino.
I can't remember.
You go,
what do you got?
Well, I tell you what, you need to do your research when you're going to come up with.
What did I say?
If you're going to self-anoint nicknames, the Black Rhinoceros spends the majority of its adult life alone. And wait for it. And this could explain a lot on this show about his lack of attention to detail, Wigger. Spends a lot of its adult life alone.
We do.
And mates. Wait for it. And mates only once every 2 to 3 years.
Rubbish. No way.
Just like
I'm a rare rhino.
That's you.
Which, Maz.
Which yeah, sort of explains the lapses in concentration, the inability to hear what's listening.
Oh, jeepers.
Spends most of its
I need an adult, uncomfortable hug, Maz.
Spends most of its adult life alone mates only once every 2 to 3 years. I've got one image in my head right now, and that is, Jesus Christ, when it does get on the scene. Epic proportions. Epic. So anyway, mate, you better do a bit of research.
Jeepers.
All right. The Black Rhino, I think from here on in, is dead.